This is Rainmaker FM, the digital marketing podcast network. It's built on the Rainmaker platform, which empowers you to build your own digital marketing and sales platform. Start your free 14-day trial at chrisducker.com/Rainmaker.
This is Youpreneur FM, the official podcast of the Youpreneur Mastermind community. A place where no entrepreneur gets left behind in their pursuit of building a business they can be proud of.
And now,
here's your host, serial entrepreneur and best-selling author, Chris Ducker.
Hey, what's up there, my fellow Youpreneurs, and welcome to episode number 121 of Youpreneur FM. I am your host with the most, Chris Ducker. Thank you so much for tuning in. Man, I am feeling good. We got a great week lined up, actually, here on Youpreneur FM. Right now, we're going to be delving into what it takes to be truly original in online business and why it's so damn important in the first place. And then at the end of this week, oh my God, I've got a guy coming on to, and I'll tell you about him at the end of the episode, but I've got a guest coming in on Friday that's just going to blow your socks off in terms of branding and being you and all that sort of stuff. You're going to love it. I'm going to talk about him in a little while. But before we get going, just a massive shout out to everybody who's gone ahead and reviewed the podcast over the last couple of weeks. I very much appreciate it. If you have not left your own podcast review, you can do so by going to chrisducker.com/iTunes, and that will forward you directly to the iTunes store, no matter what device you're using. So you can go ahead and do so. It truly does help the ranking of the show. I know you don't necessarily feel like you need to do it, but I do truly appreciate my audience members going ahead and actually doing that. So if you can spare 60 seconds today, I would love for you to go ahead and do that. So today, like I said, we're going to be talking about originality and why it's so important in online business and why we are struggling so badly as an online internet community of business owners to be as original as we probably could be. We're cutting corners, guys, is what we're doing. We're cutting corners and we're being lazy and we're trying to speed things up. And, you know, as if the internet doesn't move at a faster rate as possible in the first place, there's no need to cut the corners that we're cutting. So today I want to break some of those down and give you some tips in regards to why we should truly be attempting to be as original as possible. This is a wake-up call. This is a reality check, call it that, if you want. And just so you know, I'm actually live streaming this to my Periscope following. If you're not following me on Periscope, you should do so. We have the Quack Pack. That's what we call ourselves, that hang out every day on Periscope. And you can just follow me at Chris Ducker on the live streaming app. I'd love to see you there at some point in the future. Okay, so the first reason why we should be looking to become more original in everything that we're doing from a business building perspective. Well, quite frankly, an original is always worth more than a copy. You might have heard that somewhere before. But think about it. Think about it. Being better than somebody else is not enough anymore. We've got to be different, haven't we, right? Being different is way better than being better, if you think about it. And at the end of the day, being different is also about being original. Yeah, sure, you can get ideas from people. Sure, you can embrace the idea of hanging out with the right people and learning from them and seeing what they're doing and what they're not doing and, you know, getting inspiration by, you know, how they've launched this product or how they've designed this book cover, whatever the case may be. But at the end of the day, guys, you've got to try and be as original as possible. So that's the first reason why originality is so important, quite frankly, because an original is always worth more than a copy. Plain simple. The second reason why you need to be focusing in on being original is it will set you apart from the rest of the crowd in your niche. Okay? Now, when I say that, I'm not talking about you'll just stand out, but you'll become a leader. You will be seen as an influencer. You will be seen as somebody that people want to follow, not just to learn from, but to become inspired by as well. Ultimately, you will become somebody's favorite. And we must strive towards becoming somebody's favorite. That's exactly what we're wanting to do as online business owners. So, you know, take a step back and look at what you're doing and how you're doing it, and then truly start making changes so that you can set yourself apart from the other people in your industry and in your niche. And our number three reason why originality is important to us and why we should be focusing in more on it is that it makes you a better entrepreneur. And this goes beyond just coming up with a new idea for a launch or this, that, and the other, whatever it may be. Being original makes you a better entrepreneur because you think more about the things that you're doing. It will physically get you thinking more about what you're doing, who you're doing it for, how you're doing it, and a whole lot more, guys. Seriously. Becoming better at what you do is an everyday struggle as a business owner. It truly is. That's why books and podcasts and courses and membership communities, just like youpreneur.com, are so important to us, because it's that support and that accountability and that learning environment around us that enable us to get better at what we do as online business owners. So what I'm trying to say here in a roundabout way is to, you know, don't just think about ultimately becoming better at this or becoming better at that within your industry. Look at becoming a better entrepreneur, period, across all of your business. The fourth reason why we should be original is that, quite frankly, it's just plain weak. It really is that simple. Now think about it logically. When you see somebody that you know has blatantly copied an idea from someone else that you've seen before, maybe it's a podcast intro, maybe it's the exact podcast, question flow. You know, there are people right now that are using John Lee Dumas's interview questions word for word, literally. Now, if anybody here is listening on John Lee Dumas's Entrepreneur on Fire, you'll see exactly what I'm talking about. There are other people out there blatantly copying him. Hell, nobody has the right to say, let's go into the lightning round, other than John Lee Dumas, because he created it. Don't get sloppy. Don't get lazy. It's just weak. And the last reason why I believe we need to pull back a little bit and truly look at what we're doing in terms of being original in business, particularly online, is because people will remember. When they see you copying somebody else's idea or ripping off somebody else's design or their content, not only will they actually, you know, see you as being a weak, you know, content producer or a weak entrepreneur in general, but let me tell you something right now, they'll remember and they will call you out on it. They will blatantly call you out on it. There is not a week that goes by where I don't get a member of my tribe emailing me or tweeting me, telling me that somebody's using this video or somebody's using this catchphrase of mine or somebody's using one of my, you know, images from my website, or in some extreme cases, somebody has blatantly ripped off an entire blog post of mine and is using it on somebody else's website. There's not a week that goes by where I don't get a tweet or an email about that in some way, shape, or form from one of my community members. People will call you out, and you don't want to be called out when it comes to something like blatantly duplicating somebody's content or ripping off one of their ideas. So sit back and think about this for a little bit, guys. Seriously, originality is more important in business today than it ever has been. The entry barrier to call ourselves entrepreneurs is an all-time low because of the internet and the way that it works. Anybody can say anything, anytime, and there's nothing that anybody can do about that. So you've got to sort of, look through the trees, you know, pull back those trees and look into the distance a little bit and start thinking about ways to become more original in what you're doing and how you're doing it. And more importantly, who you're actually doing it for. So show notes for the links mentioned in this show over at chrisducker.com/episode121. And thank you very much for tuning in. I very much appreciate it. I hope you're enjoying the solo training sessions every Tuesday. This was the second one going forward. Last week, we talked about getting back to basics in online business. And next week, I'm not quite sure what I'm going to talk about, but I promise you, it'll be lots of value. And don't forget to tune in on Friday this week when I am going to be having that special guest, Mr. Sir Matthew Kimberly is in the house. Oh my God, he is going to drop some incredible value bombs on you at ridiculously high heights in regards to branding and just being you in business. People want to do business with you. You are great. You are their answer to their problems. And it's an amazing session. I know you're going to enjoy it. I'll see you on Friday. Until then, take good care, be kind to each other, and bye-bye for now.
It's the idea of an entrepreneurial community where you get to learn from the best in the business, as well as rub shoulders, gain support, have access to immediate feedback, as well as nonstop accountability from your peers, is something that excites you. Then visit youpreneur.com for more information and to get started on building a business you can truly be proud of today. That's youpreneur.com. We'll see you on the inside.